significant, and I find moving the thought which Carol expressed, that just as in the Soviet Russia of the 1940s, it was impossible to get through the truth of the regime, even though being part of it, perhaps because being part of it, and it took a later exile to discover that truth, the hypotheses which lead to the discovery of that truth. So I find it moving in a vindication in our sorrow that almost 20 years later, when Carol returns from Cuba, he finds there a profound concern with the experience of the revolution and the post-revolutionary years. And as he was telling me a little earlier today, Castro and his colleagues arguing late in the night about the meaning and reality of Brest-Litovsk, since it is part of an experience which revolutionaries there and everywhere are seeking to integrate. In that attempt at integration, Deutsche's work must obviously play a preeminent part. And then there is also what I found in my association with him, that extraordinary, vibrant, call it revolutionary optimism. Not the optimism of blind faith, but the optimism of measured, scholarly reflection on the vast currents and sweeps of history, of our present condition. An optimism which admitted errors and difficulties and trials and disappointments and disillusions, but which yet, throughout, despite the frustrations, came through, expressed itself as a living faith, as a belief in the possibility of human emancipation. And I'm glad that in the last years he was again making contact in a personal and important way with a whole variety of groupings, new generations of socialists, who were seeing him as they saw no one else of his generation, as an interpreter of a past which they had to reintegrate, as an interpreter too of a present which they wanted both to understand and to fight. And it is so significant to my mind that when those students, those American students, sought to express their witness against the barbarism of Vietnam in 1965 and 6. They should have called upon him as they called upon no other European socialist of his generation to come and address them and share in their protest against the war. It is good that there was this rediscovery by him, finding of this new generation, his consciousness, of which he was justly proud, that he was, through his work, part of that new generation, of that new hope, a vindication of the long years of lonely travail, a justification, too, of that optimism through the dark and bitter years. Ultimately, as Lawrence says, there remains the work, the inspiration of the work, the teaching, the scholarship. But for those of us who see him as one of us, a mentor, a friend, who accept him as an inspiration, for all of us who feel that in our lives he has contributed, shaped, made easier our attunement to the tasks and the challenge of this epoch. There is surely also the one thing which, beyond all else he would have wanted, beyond the tributes, beyond the eulogies, beyond the celebrations, there is the one thing that remains and which he would have wanted to have pointed to specifically and directly, and that is a commitment to go and do likewise in our own ways, wherever we may be situated, to bear witness, as he bore witness, against the new barbarism and for the hopes of tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed for attending this meeting.